KSX Big Jim's House. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. It is 641. It's a What Would You Do Wednesday, 248-398-WCSX. We're talking about an email received from a listener that basically, Aaron, I mean, to describe it, it was a casual Friday, right? And they had an envelope on the counter.
Yes, and they had hired a contractor to come do some work on their ice machine. And a coworker saw this contractor take the envelope with the money in it.
So the money, the casual Friday envelope, by the way, is just like at her office. You come in wearing jeans or a Hawaiian shirt on Friday. You throw a couple bucks in the envelope. At the end of it, I think she said every quarter, they donate the money to a charity, a local charity here in Detroit. So that's why the envelope was just sitting there on the counter with cash in it.
So she called the contractor. He says he didn't take it.
So she's thinking about what to do. One thing she had, she gave us a couple ideas she was thinking about. The first one was to take the money, the amount of the money that was in the envelope, out of the bill when you pay him with right. the invoice and explain why. And the second thing was to call the person and insist to get fired. But she's concerned now that the guy who took the envelope knows who she is. Could there be some retribution from him because she got him fired? So that's what we're working on. There's a lot going on this morning. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. You can call us or text. I know we had some text messages as well.
We had a couple of good ones. Somebody says, I would turn him in. He needs to be fired. A thief is a thief. What will he steal next? I agree with Jim. I would tell my boss and make sure he gets fired. Because you had said she should probably just wash
get
her
out of
hands
the situation. Yeah.
of all of it and just go to her boss and let her boss deal with it.
Yeah, at that level. Hold on, we got Leonard here. Good morning, Leonard.
What's up, Jim?
We're good, buddy. So?
How would you deal with this situation?
First of all, it's not the first time he's done it. If he done it that openly and that easy, he's done it before.
Yeah, it is pretty, the word brazen there. I mean, if you just grab an envelope off a counter and you know there's cash in it, 30 bucks like that, that's a good point, Leonard.
Right.
Yeah, it's probably not the first time he's been to that rodeo.
Now, if they've got him on camera, that's a bonus. But if they do confront him and there was another guy in there, his first thing is he's going to try to put it off on that guy.
Okay. I think she says that he was the only guy there. So it was just him.
Well, I thought you said there was another 20-year employee.
Well, the employee saw him do it
the whole time.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So the guy's going to throw it on the employee.
He's going to try to put it on that guy.
Okay. All right. Okay. So what would you do if you're her, though?
I mean, you can call the cops, but it's only 30 bucks.
Yeah.
It's got to be a substantial amount before they're going to make anything stick. You know, it's got to be over $100 before they'll really charge them with something.
So, again, what would you do if you're her, then?
I mean, I just tell them, you've been paid. You're not getting a dime from me.
Yeah.
Take it out of the invoice. Yeah, makes sense. I think Robert Blake.
Your envelope.
Just remember what Robert Blake said. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Don't do it.
You know it.
Right? And then they sang, keep your eye on the sparrow. Well. Don't do it. There it is. Thanks, Leonard.
Thanks, guys.
All right, brother. Have a good morning. 248-398-9279. Sammy Davis says, call now, babe.